Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This is Leon Thompson.
And this is Miriam Raftery, guest hosting Destination East County. This week's Destination East County features the Chaldean American Festival in El Cajon, a music festival with Apple Pie and Julian, a live musical theater production, and Supervisor Jacob with an event for seniors.
Plus, we'll have a preview of coming attractions, including Julian Apple Days, Oktoberfest El Cajon, hosted by the German American Society, followed by a new event, Fall Fest in La Mesa, and a water issues forum in La Mesa.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more.
The Chaldean American Festival will be this weekend, Saturday, September 19th and Sunday, September 20th, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the El Cajon Centennial Plaza, where Rio Street meets Soulsfold Street next to City Hall in downtown El Cajon. The Chaldeans are Iraqi Christians, many who have lived in East County for generations, and some who recently have become refugees from the conflicts in the Middle East. Chaldeans are one of the ancient cultures of Mesopotamia, says event organizer Dr. Nori Barka. And we welcome all our friends and neighbors to come learn more about us and where we came from. This is a free family event and will feature authentic homemade Chaldean fare, traditional music and dancing, games for children, as well as local vendors for all to enjoy. Proceeds from this event will benefit the Boys and Girls Club of East County and the Adopt a Refugee Family Drive to support families fleeing the Middle East due to ISIS. Again, that's Saturday and Sunday, September 19th and 20th, in the middle of downtown El Cajon.
This year's Julian Music Festival will celebrate its 46th anniversary on September 19th with a diverse lineup of musical acts and a new event beneficiary, the California Wolf Center in Julian. The festival will take place from 1 to 6:30 p.m. on the grounds of the Mangini Winery in Julian. This year's festival will feature a varied collection and blends of musical genres, including Latin jazz, adult contemporary, alternative folk, Celtic music, and more. For tickets and details, you can visit julianmusicfestival.com.
Poway On Stage, the foundation that supports the Poway Performing Arts Center, will present Blue Sky Riders in an acoustic concert to open the center's silver anniversary season. The show will take stage on Sunday, September 20th at 7 p.m., featuring Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Kenny Loggins and Nashville songsmith Gary Burr and Georgia Middleman. Blue Sky Riders combine harmonies with elements of country, pop, and Americana. For tickets and details on the full season lineup, you can go to powayonstage.org.
Author Roger Conley will be speaking at the Lemon Grove Library on September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. about his new book, Dare the Devil, set in 1940s Los Angeles, where gangs, cops, and strange earthlings inhabit the mean streets.
Supervisor Diane Jacob will lead the Don't Get Hooked event on Wednesday, September 23rd, starting at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Ronald Reagan Community Center on Douglas Street in El Cajon. Learn how to avoid getting reeled in by financial scammers and other crooks. This free presentation and lunch is geared towards seniors and caregivers and will be led by County Supervisor Diane Jacob. Speakers will include scam victims, Sheriff's Department Detective Maureen Perkins, and Deputy District Attorney Paul Greenwood, an expert on elder abuse and financial crimes. Experts from County Aging and Independent Services, the Assessor, Recorder, County Clerk's Office, and Treasurer Tax Collector's Offices will also be on hand to offer advice and answer questions. They will also provide take-home materials and talk about some of the most common swindles, including the grandma scam and the IRS scam.
La Mesa Conversations, a brand new civic volunteer group, has announced a series of public programs to enrich La Mesa's civic dialogue on issues of importance to city residents. The first program will be held September 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the San Pasqual Winery Tasting Room on La Mesa Boulevard. The topic is the future of water in La Mesa with panelists from Helix Water District, the Water Conservation Garden, and the Water Reliability Coalition. Now, for a preview of coming attractions.
As part of Julian's Apple Day celebration, a two-day Apple Day festival will be held September 26th and 27th at Mangini Winery, featuring apple displays, music and dancing, an antique tractor display, children's games and activities, gold panning demonstrations, a beer and wine garden, food and merchandise vendors, contests, and of course, apple pie. The events run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. The coronation for Mr. and Mrs. Apple Days will be held on Saturday. The event began back in 1909 with apple ranchers celebrating their harvest. Back then, the event included an all-night dance at the town hall and trick riding by local horsemen, drawing about 2,000 people. Today, Julian celebrates its apple season for a full 2 months, drawing tens of thousands of people, with the festivities culminating in the Apple Day celebration September 26th and 27th. The same weekend, you can also enjoy an Oktoberfest in downtown Julian and melodrama performances by Julian's Doves and Desperados, as well as the Laguna Mountain Rendezvous with historical reenactors just down the hill in Santa Isabel. For details, you can check, visit julianca.com.
Oktoberfest has been a tradition in La Mesa's downtown village since 1942, drawing over 100,000 attendees in recent years. This year, the La Mesa Village Merchants Association is planning to host Oktoberfest on Saturday and Sunday, October 2nd and 3rd, from noon to 10 p.m. This year's festival goes back to its roots with a focus on German heritage. The Bavarian Beer Garden Band, Alpine Gemütlichkeit Dancers, and the El Cajon German Band highlight the entertainment. There will be German food, including bratwurst and real German beer, served up at two beer gardens plus vendors. For details on this free event, you can visit the La Mesa Village Merchants Association at lmvma.com.
The German-American Societies of San Diego will host their traditional Oktoberfest the first 2 weekends in October on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, October 2nd through 4th and October 9th through 11th in El Cajon. You can enjoy authentic German food and barbecue, a variety of German pastries, and authentic German music. There are also vendor and craft booths as well as Kids Fun Zone. This annual celebration will be located at the German American Society's headquarters at 1017 South Mollison Avenue in El Cajon. For more information, visit OktoberfestElCajon.com.
La Mesa's Chamber of Commerce will present Fall Fest, a brand new festival to be held on October 16th and 17th at Grossmont Center in La Mesa. This event features country and rock and roll musical artists, including Brent Payne, winner of the Best Country Song of the Year award at the Hollywood Music Awards in 2012 for his hit single, Now and Forever. He's nominated again this year for his song, Midnight Prayer. A beer garden, food, and more are also part of the fall festivities at this event. For more information on Fall Fest, you can visit lamesachamber.net.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.